are you doing down here? You're 7:20.
7 o'clock is still in the bathroom. Why do we have to follow this stupid schedule anyway?
Because there's 4 people and 1 bathroom. Without rules, you have chaos. People showering at whim, and then where are you, my friend? Where are you?
Just where we are now, in hell.
Come on, Helen, hurry up. Give somebody else a chance.
What are you yelling about? I'm right here.
Well, what are you doing here? You're 7 o'clock.
Oh, I traded with Casey. Just call me 7:40.
There's been a change. Why wasn't I notified?
Well, you really just said that, didn't you?
No, I'm just going to have to adjust the board.
Oh, you see? You've upset him. Now he has to adjust the board.
Okay. So, blue took 7 o'clock, which means orange goes all the way down here.
First of all, don't call me orange. I've got a name. It's 7:20.
Okay, you better have a very good reason why you are 14 minutes past your bathroom allotment.
Oh, you know what my reason is? I have no reason. I just stood up there in that damn shower and I lathered up like a free woman. I will not live under tyranny anymore.
If you want to live with anarchy, then you live with the consequences.
Joe, we're civilized adults. There are no consequences. We don't need a board to show us how to share a bathroom.
That's right. I'll go first.
No, wait. It's my turn. I've been waiting.
All right. Excuse me. Excuse me. Well, don't try my hair, man.
Yellow, 8 to 8:20. Go.
Thank you. Hey, Joe. What do you think of my new outfit?
What's the word I'm looking for?
Shrunken? Your idiot brother, Orange, ruined it when he did the laundry.
Wait a minute. Before we start accusing people, let me check the board and see if it was Orange's turn last night. Oh, my God!
Look what someone did. Now, what kind of sick mind would desecrate an organizational tool? I bet it was Brian.
That'd be my guess. Anyway, forget about the board. We wouldn't need it if we weren't living with Brian and Casey. We've got to do something, Joe.
Well, we are doing something. We're building a house.
We got to do it faster.
Look, it's not my fault that the foundation fell into a sinkhole.
You know, maybe we should get another contractor and forget about Felix. What kind of name is that anyway? Felix.
What are you talking about? Felix, the contractor. The wonderful, wonderful contractor. You gotta give him a chance, Helen. He's working his tail off for us.
No, he's not. His tail is on our porch.
What the hell's Felix doing on our porch? What kind of name is that anyway? Felix. What is it this time?
You know, quite frankly, it kind of hurts my feelings that every time I show up here, you assume it's bad news.
Sorry, Felix. He's right, Joe. What brings you here?
Bad news. I was just down at the lumber yard, and the pressure-treated wood we ordered for the framing won't be in for a few more weeks. Hey, new outfit.
No, what are you saying? You have to stop work on our house?
I'm afraid so.
Felix, see, our living situation here is, well, bad. It's real bad. So you've got to help us get out of here before somebody goes postal.
You could always special order the wood. It'll cost.
That's fine. Do it. I don't care what it costs.
You don't care what it costs? Oh, that's right. I forgot. She recently added a Reuben sandwich to the menu. It's practically a license to print money.
For your information, that Reuben sandwich paid for your stinking board.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. Attack my coding system.
Oh, maybe I should go.
Well, let me tell you something. That coding system is the only thing that separates us from the baboons.
Honey, the only thing separating us from the baboons is that wall between our bedroom and Brian's.
Okay, listen. We have a budget, and we're sticking to it. That's final.
That's final?
Yeah, I'm just gonna leave.
I can't even talk to you when you're like this.
Well, you don't have to, because I'm leaving.
Me too.
See ya.
Oh, Antonio, how are you?
You want to know how I am? I'm rich. Look what just came in the mail.
Oh, I know that envelope. A little something from Uncle Sam.
How do you know that?
Well, three dead husbands means I get three Social Security checks. One day a month, I giggle so hard, my mailman asks me if I'm stoned.
I know. I have here a tax refund check for $1,002. Once again, I've slipped in right below the poverty line.
What are you going to spend it on, Antonio?
Me. I think it's about time I started living the high life. I have had my eye on this plexiglass toilet seat, you know, with the coins in it.
See, Cochran, the rich are different.
Yep, from now on, it's come on, baby, let the good times roll. Ow!
Oh.
Oh, God.
What's the matter?
Oh, my God. I think I cracked my tooth.
Oh. Antonio, I'll give you the name of my dentist.
How am I supposed to pay for that?
Well, there is that check.
No, not fair. Here I am below the poverty line. I can't even enjoy it.
Helen?
Oh, you're back. Well, let me tell you something. Hi, Alfred. Well, now, that's just not fair. I'm still mad at you.
You won't be for long. Come with me.
Where are we
going? Just come. I want to show you something. I think I found the answer to all our problems.
Oh, I hope it's not another psycho-colored board, because if it is, I'm just going to have to leave you. Hey, can I open my eyes now, Joe?
Yes. Take a look at our new house.
Oh, wow! Boy, you get tough with that Felix, and he really moves his butt.
No. After our fight, I was driving around, and I saw the for sale sign out front. Just look at it, Helen. This is our dream house.
No, Joe. The house we're building with the sinkhole and the busted water main, that's our dream house.
But I don't want to live there. I want to live here.
Well, I want to see a horse following Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, but it ain't going to happen, so let's go.
Wait, Helen. Just think how long it will take to build that house. How long we'll have to live with Brian and Casey.
Joe,
the strain it's putting on our marriage.
We've poured a foundation. I mean, we have hired a builder. We've spent thousands of dollars. We have to live there.
Well, I don't want to live there. I want to live here.
Honey, when you talk like that, it just makes me want to saw my ears off.
Oh, hello. I didn't hear you come in. Can I show you around?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That wouldn't be necessary.
But I want to see it.
So, how long have you been married?
A year.
Oh, please, this house would be so perfect for you. My husband, Paul, and I, we built this when we were newlyweds. Have you seen the sun deck?
Oh, there's a sun deck?
Oh, yeah, it extends the whole length of the house, all the way to the hot tub.
Wow.
Now, I'd love to see that.
Now, take this information sheet. Have a look around, and, oh, please, if you have any questions, I'll be in the master bedroom.
So, what do you think, Helen? It's perfect, isn't it?
Yes, Jill, of course it's perfect, but we're not free people. We are spoken for. We are chained to a hellhole.
Yeah, but what if we...
Be rational, Joe. I mean, where are we going to get the money to buy another house?
Okay, I guess you're right.
Come on, let's get out of here before we torture ourselves anymore. Excuse me.
Hi, Audrey. We're back.
Oh.
We're ready to make you a final offer.
Yeah, over my dead body.
Look, what are you doing?
We get our dream house. We'll give you $10,000 over that.
Mr. Conley?
I'm sorry. We can't go any higher.
Well, it looks like you just bought yourself a new house.
We got it.
This is going to be our house.
Oh, my God. Oh, Joe, do you think we were too impulsive?
Of course not. Come on, let's go see if there's a kitchen.
Antonio, how are you feeling? Did you get your tooth fixed?
Yes, I did.
Oh. I'm sorry. Did you use your whole refund?
No. Only cost $200.
Well, then you should feel good. You have $800 left.
Oh, to live in Feyland. where the little elves and leprechauns watch over everyone.
What are you babbling about?
As I was leaving the dentist, I tried to take a shortcut out of the parking lot, and I backed over those spikes. Blew out all four tires. When they say don't back up, really, don't.
Well, any idiot knows that. That wouldn't cost $800. You must still have plenty left.
Get the fairy dust out of your eyes. Tow truck never showed up. I had to drive to the tire store on my rims. I skidded out of control. You remember the statue of Herman Melville?
Yes.
Well, cherish that memory. You ain't never gonna see it again.
They're not showing up. The only nibble we've had on the hellhole in 2 weeks, and they're not showing up.
They've gotta show up. We need to sell that sinkhole for a lot of money, or we can't afford that beautiful, beautiful house.
Okay. Oh, good. They're here. Now, don't act desperate, all right? Be cool. Act like we've had a million offers.
Please, don't be ridiculous. Who in their right mind would be gullible enough to believe that?
Hi there. You the Hacketts?
Yes, we are.
Oh, gosh, excuse me, miss. We've just had a million offers today.
Oh, I hope we're not too late.
No, never too late.
Wait, you hear that, May? It's still on the market.
Oh, thank the good Lord.
Well, we're the Flukers. I'm Andy, and this here's May.
Well, we saw your lot, and we just plumb fell in love with it.
Now, May, don't go showing them all our cards at once.
Oh, Andy, he thinks we're some kind of big negotiators. Truth is, we don't know the first thing about it. I guess we're just kind of at your mercy to lead us through.
Well, the first thing that you need is money. Did you bring any?
I sure did. Got my checkbook right here. But we do have a question.
Damn! Oh.
Sure, ask anything you want.
Okay, now about that big hole.
Oh, yes, there's a big hole, and it's there because you need a big hole. It's like a foundation, like a big hand holding up the whole house.
Oh, I see, that makes good sense.
Well, yes, it does. And yet, it's a pretty big decision.
Yes, of course it is. Look, why don't you two just stand right over here and talk about it in private?
What are you doing?
Sending for reinforcements.
We saw your property and we want to buy it.
Is that so?
Yes, we must have it, and we'll pay top dollar for it, too.
Pardon my French. But what the heck is going on here? We're making an offer.
I don't know.
Oh, we can do better than that.
Now, hold on a minute, mister. Mr.
Shill! We're the Shills. Ray and Flo Shill.
Pleasure to meet you, Mr. and Mrs. Shill. We're the Flukers, and we're not giving up that easy. May? We're gonna have to put up your mama's inheritance and sell the truck, too.
We can't sell that truck. It idles funny. It's not right dumping our problems on somebody else.
Look here. We're just looking for a little piece of dirt where we can settle and raise up our family.
We got twins on the way. Oh, they got twins on the way.
Hey, we got a kid on the way, too.
I wanted to have my career first.
Well, you can accept our offer or not. We got a Lamaze class to go to.
Well, in all fairness, the Flukers were here first, so if they can beat your offer, then I'm afraid I have to sell to them.
Okay. Now, this is all the money we have in the world. We had more, but we were bilked out of it by some mean people.
Well, tough break. Just make the check out to Joan.
No, no, run. Get out of here.
But what about the property?
What property? It's a stinking hole in the ground.
But you said it was like
a... No, never mind what I said. We're the devil. We're the devil. Run!
Great work, Helen. You just blew our only chance of getting that house.
Come on, honey. All this shouting can't be good for the baby.
Helen, we can't wait any longer. We've got to call Audrey and tell her we can't buy the house.
Don't be so negative, Joe. We still have 8 minutes. Someone will come along and buy our hellhole.
Come on, Helen, let's face it. Where are we ever going to find suckers like that again?
Sorry, all my money's tied up in my tooth. So, you can't buy your dream house?
We had it. It was right in our hands. It's just not fair.
Fair? You want fair? Nothing's fair. To quote my grandfather Scarpacci's dying words, gaze fondly upon today, for tomorrow is bound to suck worse.
He said that on his deathbed?
What bed? Dying in a bed would be too easy for a Scarpacci. It would imply an ounce of dignity. He died in a sewer where he remains to this very day.
Antonio, I believe no matter how bleak things are, there's always hope.
Oh, come on, Helen. It's 6 o'clock. We have no offers. Let's face it. We're Scarpacci'd.
When I move into Joe and Helen's old bedroom, I'm painting it eggshell white.
Well, you might want to run that color by your landlord, and that would be... Let me see. Me?
Oh, no. You're not my landlord. I'm just renting a room in your house.
Oh, all right. I'm your room lord. But as you and I are very well acquainted, why stand on ceremony? Simply call me Lord.
Yeah, well, before you start healing the lepers, I got a news flash. We ain't moving.
What?
No. No, tell me this is some kind of sick joke.
Like my grandfather always said, life stinks. In fact, that's what it said on his tombstone that we threw down into the sewer after him.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Helen.
What do you want?
Joe, we talked about this. That attitude is very hurtful to me.
Sorry, Felix. What he meant was, seeing as you haven't set foot on the site in over 2 weeks, what could possibly be wrong now?
And the downward spiral continues.
I want to buy your property.
What?
Well, you know, I've always loved that plot of land, and I know that with enough time, I can build a perfect little house for my wife and me. If you take my offer, I can give you a check right now.
We sold the hellhole!
We have our dream house! I can have my own room!
I'm the Lord!
Ah, shut up! And you know what? I'm not paying for this soup. In fact, I'm taking a cookie, too. Oh! I'm like Crow. Love my freaking Crow.
You know, Helen, I'm starting to get kind of a nostalgic feeling about this old place. It just passed. Let's blow this dump.
Hey, just think. In a few minutes, we're going to walk out this door and walk into our new house. Oh, do you think we made a mistake by letting Brian and Casey help us move? I mean, now they're going to know where we live.
I don't know why, but I just cannot stop smiling.
I'll tell you why. Joe and Helen are moving out. Well, that feels pretty good to say. You say it.
Joe and Helen are moving out. You know, it's kind of intoxicating, like fine champagne.
Heck, it's better than champagne, because in the morning your headache is across town in its new house. Hey, these are the last of the boxes in the kitchen. We're just going to run them across to the new house.
Okay, we'll finish up. Meet you over there.
Hey, this is our last moments living together.
Aww.
Yeah, that's so sad.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, I miss you.
Yeah, I love you.
Bro, I know.
Yeah, me too.
What are you doing? Huh? You can't light a cigar in the house. It'll stink. Oh, it's not our house anymore. Fire up, babe.
You know, Helen,
There are certain times in a man's life when he needs to celebrate with a cigar.
You're right. Give me a puff of that. Man, I can't believe we're finally alone in this house. When's the last time that happened?
February 16th, 7 o'clock for 20 minutes. But, remember what we did in those 20 minutes?
Sure did.
Well, what do you say? One more time for old time's sake?
I can't believe we're finally alone.
Oh, me neither.
Joe. Oh, Joe.
Hey, you know what, Brian? In case you aren't here, you don't have to whisper.
Joe!
Hey, we still got neighbors.
Joe, no!
Trust me, I already got the pedal to the metal.
Fire!
Huh? Your house is on fire. Follow us. No, the house is on fire. Follow them.
Nick at Night has roommates that will not only help with the chores, but will also help with the comic misunderstandings. Stay tuned for Three's Company coming up on Nick at Night.